things haven't been going quite so as you to some of the members.
Three.
Personally, evidence.
I work at it and work at it hard. I prepared myself over a lifetime for this position that's taking you it, and that's why you pointed me to it. Going to the press, you know, what good does it do? I'll do what I think is right. And I'll do what I am, as I say to you, if and when I ever see a conflict between what I think is right and political fortune, your personal fortune. By Jove, if there was the slightest conflict, I'm going to be ready to tell you about it. That hasn't occurred. Now, what is the difference between us? The rate of interest down, Treasury bills as a measure, from 8.1% to 3.3% in a period of 1 year. I could drive it down faster than this president. I could. Why am I not doing it? You see. I'm not doing it first. I have talked to you about this, the possibility of an international monetary crisis. That's closer now than was. I have reached the conclusion that an international monetary crisis will cause financial and economic havoc at home, quite apart from what it does to our political prestige. Wrong. But that is a terribly considered judgment. And I'll lay out the facts for you in due course. I've got a memorandum underway too. I've got the Treasury working on this problem because I want to try to prevent it. You may succeed or not. I've laid contingency plans in the event that we can prevent it. I would minimize the shock to our domestic economy and to our foreign relations. I want to advise you to the best of my ability on that. I'm working with the Treasury. To drive interest rates lower, run the risk of accelerating an international monetary crisis which will do us no good at all. Second, put the international factor to one side. They have already fallen so low in the short-term market, which is the only market I can really influence. They've fallen so low that there is a great danger. When you're near the floor, you can only go one direction. Now, it's my duty, as an economist, I've always looked more than a month ahead or 2 months ahead. And I've got my target, you see, for the next 2 years, 1972. If interest rates go down further through my actions, they may go down because of force that I can't control, but something else. They go down further through my actions. The probability, as I see it, is that they will go up later on in the year, in 1972. Housing, which is recovering very nicely, may go into a test in 1972. Where will we be as a country and as a party and you personally? I think it's wrong and stupid. I have been for some time, and it took some doing with my complicated system. I'm not the Secretary of the Treasury who's boss, but I've achieved, you see, a certain rule and authority over my shop, and if there's any blame, place it on me. I can't place it on others because I pulled them along, and they've acted in accordance with my views. Now, on a 6% track with a narrow medium money supply, currency in circulation, plus demand deposits, that's checking accounts, 6% rate of growth. That rate of growth has been exceeded in the post-war period in only 3 years, 1946, an extreme year of inflation, 1967. To go further, Mr. President, I think runs the risk of meeting the diversity in the economy. I may be wrong, but I'm acting out of deep conviction and out of deep and prolonged and continuous study, and I don't have a rigid mind on that or anything else. I've trained myself as a scientist. Look at evidence. Now, I thought I'd go to have this heart-to-heart talk with you because I know you, I have felt the recent conversation you had sometimes. It's natural. You should. You don't see me often, but I have misled you many times in the past about the economy. I may be misleading you now. I don't think so. And look, among the years, I have some purposes in life. Very simple. I know myself. Maybe I don't. I came here as an immigrant boy. I've done well. The profession, in my profession, I rose to the top. In the business world, I could command a higher fees than any economist. Why did I come here? I came for two reasons. First, I owe debts to America. My patriotism is fierce. The debt is large. I thought I could repay it. Which way to give you the opportunity? Second, I wanted to work with you and to help you, because I thought I could.
We have to do our very best to be responsible, do our very best to make it. Milton Friedman thinks it's a good thing, and he says, he wrote me, I remember, a long letter. You may have seen it, I may have sent it around to you.
Well,
he wrote me a long letter.
It's sent me called.
That's what he did, where he said, don't do too much now, and when it sees the 70 of the risk of having the economy low at 72.
Yeah.
Well, whatever he said is, that's water for the bridge. The point is that we have the same goals. We want the same general principles, sure, family assistance. We can have disagreement about that, but that's over and done with. The point that we've now come to is that we've got to do the best that we can and get the very best judgment we can to see that this economy moves up. Now, to be very frank with you on that point, I'm not as concerned as some about it's not moving so fast right now. Everybody talking about 1065 and all that stuff. And here's my view, and my view is that I would rather have it move a little bit slower now so that it can go up and get a real big burp later. I think, for example, we ought to take a look around, when we get the April figures in. Let's look at March and April. Then in March and April, we find then that things are not moving as it should. Then, it seems to me, we'll have to reconsider our aid plan. This is whether or not the investment tax credit or the other, the acceleration of that should go. I think between now and then, however, it would be well not to take that position for fear that it will indicate a lack of confidence that we know what the hell we're doing.
And we're willing to change.
Well, and you don't change 6 weeks after you went into
change. You don't change.
And I saw it. I think that when they gave their testimony down there, and I talked to Connie about this because he raised the same point. He told me he talked to you this time. And he said he agrees that we do testify on this investment tax credit and the matter of the Social Security, the other tax matters and so forth, that actually that the press really made something out of it that you hadn't really said. This was an answer to your question. The thing that I'm concerned about. I think that your position go out and simply be a presidential puppet. I'm not suggesting that at all. I don't know anything about it. I want your, of course, your best advice whenever you can get it. I do think, however, that we've got to be extremely careful that we not allow them to say, well, our critics and others that want us to fail, well, the plan must, the administration has, must be bad because our Burns, the president's counselor, is disaffected, former counselor. You see, that's what they're going to write. In fact, that's some of the stuff that crops up. And that's why I'm being very sensitive about it. You knowing politics, if we could just watch that situation. And I think that whenever you see something like that, you let me know, and I'll let you know, and Drew Connolly or something, he'll see it purely politically. That's the main thing. You see, to me, Arthur is more a political than an economic problem. Look, who the hell knows how what's going to happen to the economy? Nobody can be sure. Some can be more sure than others. The only thing I do know is that from a political standpoint, and also from the confidence factor, it's extremely important for there not to be, not at least appear to be in the public mind, a great cleavage between the President and the Secretary of the Federal Reserve, who not only is the chairman, who is his friend. And see what I mean? Because you see, you've got, we both have a lot of the same friends. As to what you hear in terms of policy, you know that there must be some wrong with them. Now, I know that there are things we ought to consider, and we'll consider them. I must say, if you think, well, I've been around, I'd say when we got the figures around the 10th of May, between the 1st and 5th, after the 1st of May, well, basically, you get figures, they're probably wrong figures, but we got the figures for the month of April, then I think we ought to examine the first 4 months. That's basically a third of the year. And then we've got to decide whether we go on another tax kick or what else we do. How does that sound to you? Now, the way we ought to do it in the meantime is to present a I think on the money thing, I read your paper, I don't still understand it, but I understand more of it now. And on the money thing, all that I can say is this, you know, when I saw Conley, I talked to him, I said, all that I know is that you had told me that you were going to see to it that we could have a 5%. 5% was your goal, and that was something you could achieve. But I said, they depended upon you to do it, and that's what I do, as a matter of fact. That's what we understood. And so as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to watch the figures every month. No. I don't know enough about it. But I do know that you've got to watch them every month because we sort of basing things on that 5% matter.
It's 6%.
Well, I think that's fair. I understand. I don't know whether it should be, you could tell me 15 or 3, I don't know the difference. But be that as it may, we've got to count on you, and that's why to have that money supply thing at a good, strong rate, which is 5% or 6% or whatever it is. And in the meantime, on the other policy, when we get into our fiscal policy, with our tax policy and our budget policies, I would suggest that we could have very thorough discussion, but we probably should have a moratorium on any public statements about, well, now, what should we do now? Right now, let's say, well, things, for example, there was somebody said that the month of February was disappointing. Well, it was. Well, let's look at March. I mean, I have much more balance in this than most have because I've been, you know, you've been up and down a bit. You get a little more balance. And I've seen too many people panic on the basis of 2 months' figures. See? So now you don't panic. That's it. You have a sense of perspective. And that's what I want you for. So what I'd like to do is to have a relationship where you and I can talk like this anytime, and you can be sure, as far as I'm concerned, it's forgotten what's said. You give your best advice. And then publicly, however, I did to both of us, I'll handle my people. And naturally, as you know, like for you on your mission, because he's a kind of a man who will not bother you, and said, I'd like for you to develop a very close relationship with God. Well, I mean, see him very often.
Yeah.
And talk about this very time, because he's gonna, you see, he's gonna get this interest rates and all this other
thing. I like
it. And he learns fast.
He does.
And I think the thing that if you and me could talk first. And then on occasion, you see, here's the other thing. Let's look at the clock here.
Late February 1960.
Rosemary Woods throw away, if you were a filibuster or you were a guy.
Yeah. the options open.
Keep the
options. In the meantime, talk with some companies. I'm not going to get exactly how our side would probably ask me something about the company on the 9th. I'm going to say, this is my opinion. I said, we're moving the main thing that's moving up. We believe our plan is right. You know, I'm not going to make any predictions, but
you can say that. You can say it's a substantial increase in the GMV of the tour for the first quarter.
That's true. How do you get that out?
Well, if you ever know what happens to the power, it's a problem.
Very good.